your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. All right, we called an audible. We can talk about Texas losing every day of the week and twice on Sunday, so we're going to push that to next week, tomorrow, to Tuesday. By the way, the second ever edition of the AC poll, which trumps the AP poll, at least in my mind it does. That will be out tomorrow as well. We're calling it audible because Chancellor Brewington, whose show is right after this, Locker Room, check it out, Monday through Friday, 1 to 2 p.m. Central Time each and every day here on 93.7. The Ticket agreed to join me, so we're going to have some fun. We're going to have a little conversation, and I want to talk about a conversation I had with Vershawn Jackson right before, okay, my show started. He said last week he predicted we'd lose to Indiana, hoped it didn't get ugly, and he got a lot of vigor his way. And obviously the game went the way that it went. Nobody wanted that, including Vershawn. But Vershawn and I were talking about, and I want to bring Chancellor on, that whether we pick Nebraska to win or lose, whether it's like I took 80,000 Red Bulls for the show today or not, and I'm not thrilled. It was only 70,000.
Okay.
My love of Husker football, along with Vershawn, this is what we talked about, does not change. The passion and the response is the way it is because it matters to us. I want to make that clear, and I want them to win. All right, Chancellor, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. Regardless of the loss, I'm doing great.
I'm glad you know the first question that's coming. I already gave him a heads up. All right, so Chancellor does a phenomenal job. Check out his stuff here in the locker room, his stuff on YouTube as well. All right, go see everything he's doing. He does a lot of X's and O's. Great stuff out there by Seabrew. But my first question, you know what's coming. You predicted Nebraska to win easily, and dare I say you predicted it to be big. What
I did.
Do I have that accurate?
I did. I think I had a 30 by the end of the week. I started off 31-17. Okay. By the end of the week, I had 28-21.
Oh, you did close the gap.
Yeah, I did close the gap. Okay. By Friday, I closed the gap. But I was talking super optimistic, 31-17 at the beginning of the week. Here's why. I thought defensively we were going to be able to stop the run. And, you know, we stopped the run. We forced some obvious pass situations.
Yeah.
We get the headhunters going. James Williams, you know, Tyrod, both at four sacks this year. So I was thinking that was the way it's going to go. But right after that first drive, I said, we can't stop the run.
Mm-hmm.
And then now, I mean, as offense coordinator, when you put up 535 yards a game, 300 and some on pass and 200 on rushing, it is really easy to call games like that. It's really easy to, you can call whatever on your call sheet, and Nebraska didn't take anything away.
So I predicted Nebraska. I really didn't know what to make of the offense. What I said is the defense will keep us in the game.
Mm.
I was wrong. And I said the offense and special teams will do just enough that we can win the game. Completely and utterly wrong. So coming into the game, Nebraska was a top 10 rush defense. As you said, Indiana averaging 200.4 yards rushing per game. Very balanced, 315 pass yards per game. Okay. At halftime. So Nebraska gives up an average of 272 yards a game before Saturday's contest at halftime. At halftime. Indiana had 343 yards of total offense at halftime. And what they did in the second half was with their backup quarterback. Help me out, man. Help me.
I wish I could. I really wish I could. I mean, when you look at the first drive of Nebraska, or after the fourth and two stop, we go down and then we fumble. And that was the turning point where it was like we had opportunities. We put a good drive together. But I think, Adam, the number one thing with this offense I have a concern with, and I have problems with, maybe a little bit of trauma too with my time in Nebraska, is with such a talented quarterback in Dylan Raiola, we have no quick game. Everything is from intermediate to shots. Mm-hmm. We have no type of quick game. And then the moment third quarter, we get things going You know, we hit Fedoni, you know, and we get some things going. But man, this offense needs to figure out the identity. And I think, you know, when defense has struggles, the offense needs to be able to pick them up. But it's hard to pick them up when you don't really know and know who you are and know what you want to do as an offense.
So here's how I perceive it. I know what Matt Rhule's been in the past. I know what he's talked about since he's been here. He wants to be a physical team. He wants to run the ball. Dare I say, smash mouth, play good, solid physical defense. I watch Satterfield, and I feel like he wants to throw the ball, do some trick'em dick'em plays, and the sweeps I don't have a gigantic issue with, although they can be negative yardage plays. But I feel like Satterfield wants one thing. Let me know if I'm wrong.
Yeah, I feel
Rhule wants something else. Like,
yeah,
what do you think?
I feel it too. I mean, when you look at the play call, the play calling, and then you hear kind of what Rhule is saying in the press conferences, they don't really match.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of a sudden, you know, you hear Rhule say, I want one guy with 20 carries, then I want one guy with 15 carries. And then the next week, yep, you know, we see 10 carries and 8 carries, and you're like, wait, you know, there's a big old question mark. It seems like we're split between two opinions. And, you know, it really seems like Rhule wants one thing and Satterfield wants another.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
That's what I've seen basically since he got here. In fairness, we ran the ball last year because we couldn't throw the ball. This year we can throw the ball, so it's like, this is what I really want to do. Forgetting that he's still a true freshman, 19-year-old. Even when we're at the 1-yard line to start the game, let's throw 5 of our first 6 plays. Let's make them passes. What were your thoughts on that? Right out the gate, I was like, this is what we're doing. Great.
Yeah, I didn't love it. I said, I told Bach and I told Mikey on here, on the locker room, I said, we need to funnel the pass game through the run game.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's how magic happens. Urban Meyer said it early in the year after the Colorado win. He said, a young quarterback's best friend is a powerful run game.
Yes.
And if you can't run, if you're going to put everything on Raiola, and now it comes to a question of, you know, people are saying, you know, he's having bad outings, this, and this. My personal opinion is that he's trying to overcompensate for the lack of productivity, whether it's offensive line, you know, second play of the game, we got Isaiah Nair, doesn't run the right route. Mm-hmm. Like, just simple stuff like that. I feel like he's overcompensating. So then, you know, simple things like a scramble drill, you know, Fedoni doesn't sit down in the zone, like just things like that. I think we're seeing Raiola try to do a little bit too much and play out of character.
Mm-hmm.
But I think as an offensive coordinator, you know, Satterfield can help him out with a run game and getting things going in a traditional run game. You don't have to, you know, the jet sweeps is cool, right? But you can establish a traditional run game.
So I feel like it was Christmas morning and we got 11 presents. But Satterfield has his favorite, and he just wants to play with the one, and that favorite is Dylan. And we're putting too much on the watching the Illinois game, it was all on him. Watching the Indiana game, we threw the ball 61% of the time, 46 passes against Indiana. And we haven't been able to run the ball effectively in their defense, and there's been times that we've tried. We ran the ball 60% of the time against Rutgers, threw it 40, only averaged 2.4 yards per carry. But to me, it's like we're putting too much on a young player. And when I had a guy message me, he should be third string. Like, no, just shut up. He shouldn't be third string. Okay, I don't get on him hard because he's young, and I don't get on him hard because I think they're putting too much on him, and I think it's unfair, and I think they need to demand more of other people. Let me ask you this question. Okay, and Dylan's our starter. Let me be clear. But in certain situations, fourth and short, goal line, third and short, what are your thoughts on Heinrich Harburg, he brings something to the table nobody else on our team does. It's not like Dylan's an All-American just yet. What would your thoughts be situationally bringing him in and using his unique skill set?
I wouldn't hate it. I honestly wouldn't hate it. When you think about the run game last year, and I heard Bill Bush said this on your show. I watched it. I love this comment. He said the quarterback run last year, now we've kind of taken that over with the receiver run, right?
Yep.
And so we have to do some type of run game, whether, you know, you would love to see, you know, just traditional duo inside zone. We would love to see that, but it's just not happening. And so to add in another element that a defense has to prepare for, and Heinrich coming in, you know, Tim Tebow back in the day with Florida, like fourth and one, you know, QB power, QB trap, you know, just being physical, doing some dirty work, maybe have a couple play action stuff off of it. But doing some dirty work, I think that would help out Dylan. And I don't think that takes away from Dylan. I think it adds to him.
By the way, Chris Leak, when they did that, he was an upperclassman, all SEC type quarterback. That was Florida's starting quarterback, if you're not familiar with it. All right, man. You got any questions, any other thoughts for me before I get the heck out of here and let you do your thing?
Well, I guess I want to get your take on this defense and what really happened and moving forward, how do you go from, you know, this type of loss, you know, you're supposed to be, you know, this black shirt defense, you go from this type of loss and now you got to prepare for Ohio State. What is the defensive mentality, you know, preparing for this week, you know, fixing up the whole gap stuff, all that type of stuff?
So, we weren't gap sound, unfortunately. All right. Didn't tackle the best. My initial response when you said that, okay, was going to be, what are we, 25 point underdogs, 24, a billion to Ohio State at this point. Like, at a certain point, I don't give an F about the scoreboard. Okay. Do I want to win? Yes. But at a certain point, it's about pride. It's about earning respect. We lost a lot of respect on Saturday. I would see Ohio State as a great team, with all due respect to them. This is our chance to earn respect back. That's what I would see if it was me. And I talked about earlier in the show, I'm not a great loser. I'm better since I had kids. When I was younger, I'd throw Yahtzee boards and I'd flip over sorry and I'd throw cards. You know, I've grown up just a little bit since then. But for me, that would be my response, is it's about pride. It's about respect. Yes, we can talk about being gap sound and guys flowing over the top too much and leaving the middle wide open on Justice Ellison's first 43-yard run. Mm. And we can talk about, you know, Deshaun Singleton missing the tackle in the hole. But that's a safety with a lot of space on a really good running back. So that's tough on him. How about we be more sound in general? At a certain point, and I played some clips from Jamari Butler's postgame press conference. Mm. I need more piss and vinegar. Mm. I don't want to hear about heads hanging. I want to hear about lifting your teammates up and, in a football sense, ready to come out street fight swinging. Again, in a football sense, to be clear, because right now, nobody expects anything of us. There's not a whole lot of respect for what we're doing at the moment after last Saturday. And for me, it would be about earning that back.
Yeah. You saw it in guys' eyes. You saw it in guys' eyes after that first drive. It was like, ooh, it's going to be a long day.
For sure. Yeah. Appreciate you joining me, man.
Of course, man. Of course. Of course.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the locker room each and every day, 1 to 2 p.m. Central Time. Did I say noon to 1 earlier?
No, I think you said 1 to
2. All right, 1 to 2 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday here on 93.7 The Ticket. Check out Chancellor Brewington's YouTube page. It's obviously on YouTube and CharacterChronicles.com as well. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. All right.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.